Well, sir, I used to hobo around the country, and I preferred hopping on freights. So what you do is if you want to go somewhere, you head on down to a yard and try to figure out which way the train was going, what direction. And, you know, see if you could figure out if it was heading your way. So you kind of scout out the yard a little bit like that. Now, some fellas, they like getting on a train in the yard. And because it's easier to get on a train that ain't moving. But then you got to be kind of careful of the bulls. And they're sort of like the police that work for the rail company. So some of the yards, you could get yourself into some trouble. But so to speak, being kind of allergic to any kind of police, I used to catch them outside of the yard. And so I used to catch the train, you know, maybe by a signal where it had to slow down or a sharp bend, something like that. And you could kind of be hiding in the bushes when a train creeped by. But I was kind of a boxcar man, but I'd ride anything, grainer or unit. But what you do is you kind of run up alongside and throw your roll up and then try to find a grab or a step and then get yourself on up there. And then yours away. I guess it wasn't first class, but definitely free. So that's where I used to get around and do a lot of migrant working and casual labor. Mostly living outside, kind of rough. And sometimes you find, some other fella's camp. You could sleep in them camp. But I found myself mostly kind of going alone there. And I guess we was what you call homeless nowadays. But back then they just called you a hobo or a tramp or a bum. But the police, they called you vagrant, and that was illegal. So if they felt like it, they'd just sometime come along and pick you up and take you to jail. And they'd leave you there for 3 days usually while they supposedly tried to find out if you was wanted or not. But they didn't have no computers back then, so unless you were some ace criminal, they usually let you go. And you'd get some hot grub in a bed and get to take a shower, so to speak, you weren't so bad. Well, sometime back in them days, they come up with the food stamp program, and that was, to my mind, a hobo heaven. And what you could do is you could you go down to the social office and... If you was a single male out of work, which that qualified me, and you get like about $35-$40 of this food stamps that come on a booklet, and then you could take them to a grocery store and get yourself some food. Well, I don't know who came up with the idea, but somebody realized you could just go get another train, go to another city and sign up under a different name. Because like I said, they didn't have no computers back then. So, and then you go to another city and sign up again, and you get yourself like a little route you could do. And you could hop out, catch out, whatever, to a different city. And you do that round once a month. And if you were signed up enough, you could get up to a couple hundred dollars worth of food stamps and be living like a king. Only problem when they started that thing, not every store took the food stamps, but that wasn't no deal. Another place you could go if you was down on your luck was to the Salvation Army. could always get, but that's another story. I won't get into that now. So anyway, that's a little bit about what it's like bumming around. I don't know if anybody does it no more. I guess probably not. But, yeah. Well, I guess that's it.